This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning to the next caller.
Bless you. Good morning, Peter. How are you doing?
Morning, sir. I'm good. And yourself?
Holding on. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. But it is better watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft, refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord for all his love. We have a new agriculture chief that has been appointed. Do you know her, Peter?
I know of her. Well, I mean, and I should congratulate her as well.
Right.
The lady, first lady to hold the office.
Correct. Keely Holder. So I'm telling the women doing the dog. The dog and the puppy, everything in one in this Caribbean island. We have the first female prime minister. We got the first chief agriculture officer that has been take up the office from the 1st of this month. And as a person who is passionate about agriculture, I just want to take 1 minute to send my kudos and my congratulations to her. And I hope that she comes into this office with vigor and passion to execute a good job. Peter?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, let me tell you something. Bajans, to me, I'm 100% Bajan. I know you're 100% Bajan, a lot of Bajans. I want to speak on agriculture too, but I find it very sad. And I mean very, very, very sad. Because, Peter, from the time you born, you have been receiving vaccines, right or wrong?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, but the point that I am making is the vaccine...
The only difference is that when I was that age, you used to get vaccines in your boxy.
Right,
and you don't get it in your boxy no more. Unless you want to, really.
Because that is if you're using
it. No, the start with your boxy. That's what normally you do. The nurse put you on the lap and...
Right, intramuscular as opposed to intravenous. But what I am saying is, what I'm finding with callous-minded people, because that's what I got to call them, is that we are in a crisis, Peter. We are in a serious pandemic. We have a loving and caring individual by the name of the Honorable Mayor Motley who does not only think about herself and her family and, quote-unquote, what people think, who she like. I know her personally, and you know her personally. But I don't know, I don't understand for the hell of me why you have people that pretend to be with you in the morning and then when the sun sets, they're somewhere else. I have a serious problem with people like that because I am a person who is big on loyalty. No, we are fighting this pandemic all together. And I mean, you don't mind if you had to buy this vaccine, this first dose, if you get a donation, wherever you get it from. But you know, Peter, that the woman that this prime minister is, that she went all out to secure a first batch of vaccine because we have a serious spread going on in this country. We have had deaths, which you know that one life is one life.
As the right...
I am not a doctor. I am not a doctor. I am a doctor in agriculture. But I am not a doctor in human pathology. But I am saying to you that you've had vaccines for mumps and measles and rubella. You go to a doctor, Peter, this morning, not feeling well, and the handwriting is so terrible. He writes a prescription. You feel happy because you want to get better. You run to the pharmacist. You don't even ask the pharmacist, what is in this medication? How do I take this medication? You run home and you take it. All medications will have side effects. But as I said, nobody is not putting a bullet to nobody's head and saying that you have to receive this vaccine. But you've seen now for the last 12 or 13 months how catastrophic this COVID-19 has been in Barbados and the entire world. Nobody have asked for it. But you have a caring and a loving leader trying their utmost best so that first and foremost, the most vulnerable in society, making sure that they are okay, that when they go home, when they go out in the communities, etc., that we control this virus. I will even go on further to say, Peter, that everybody was calling shut down, lockdown, come off, shut down borders. But now, Peter, the same, that's why I tell you about contradictory tongues. Them same people now on the government back saying, if you do a further lockdown, you will cripple small businesses. which the Prime Minister has said on numerous occasions that 1-2 week lockdown does cost you up in a somewhere looking like over $30 million and in an economy. But she didn't want the shutdown or the pause or what you call it. But everybody.
Sir, let me suggest this, that I really do feel that this is much ado about nothing. My sense is that if there are people, there are sectors, someone just sent me an email reminding me that the Rastafarians have indicated that they're also not taking the job, which is their constitutional right to take, to take it for the time being. And look, you know, if there are people who don't want to, I don't think that we ought to lose too much sleep or indeed engage in too much conversation over those people. The reality is that there are enough people out there who will take it, that it will not cause a shutdown of the economy if we get the level of herd immunity. And I think that the level that we need, we can more than surpass in that thing. If you want to make yourself vulnerable, then so be it. You know, there's a vaccine now for measles and mumps, and you know, there's one for chicken pox out also.
Correct.
Which I recently, it was the most recent vaccine that I took, the one for chicken pox. But you know, if someone doesn't want to take it and they prefer to get chicken pox, then so be it. You know, that's the way that I am seeing it, and I think that we are exerting a lot of emotional energy arguing with people who are saying that they want to be stupid. So my feeling is, if they want to be stupid, lead them and let them. If the Rastafarians believe that they're better off not taking it, let them stay up in the hills and smoke the herb and stay away from society. What I would suggest, however, is that they're precluded from access to areas in which others among us can be infected. Because if you're saying that they stay by themselves, then stay by yourself. But certainly, if you're going to come into a supermarket or if you're going to come into the general population for any reason whatsoever, then you have to abide by the rules and regulations that govern regular society. But outside of that, let's not lose any more sleep.
Right.
Let's spend some time talking some politics and rejoicing in the fact that we now have a vaccine that is available, that is being spread. How old are you, sir? I just saying that if you're over 70, you can already register. So if you're over 70,
I'm ready for coverage. Yeah, I'm dead at all. I am not dying.
No, but 70 in a death sentence. We got a lot of people who are over 70 that are alive still. But Dennis ain't far from that right now, yourself, and you alive and well.
Dennis is a good man. You know what all in Dennis? You know what holding Dennis? Faith.
It was.
Faith is holding Dennis. Because you know what?
I didn't even know Dennis was a believer.
You hold on. Dennis is not a double crosser. I find that a lot of people who come into Starcom Network, they come in loving and caring.
Here was I thinking that his health and strength was Johnny Walker Blue.
No, don't go on that road. The man has got to take medication every day. Medication and that kind of business.
The two are not mutually exclusive.
But if he was doing that,
Why would you think the two are mutually exclusive?
Yeah, but the person that I know Dennis to be, and not crying down in him nor nothing, and I know his health challenges that he had, he will never go overboard with that thing you call liquor.
But he ain't come overboard, drinking something, drinking something and going overboard.
Right, Peter,
you have a casual drink.
Hold up, Peter, give me a little opportunity, because when it comes to the program, I realize now that the moderator is running me and pushing me in a corner. But I just keep it cool. Because when, you know that I take enough till I could take, and then I blow up, and then I keep off the people's airwaves. Or they just talk all over the place when it comes to Mr. Agriculture.
Mr. Agriculture, I got to beg you, though. Give me a little break today and let somebody else call in.
No, just see what you
we
what
had a
you
good
know?
We had a good
you
chat.
See what I tell you? I hold off for a whole year. And now I come in a beggar for a little space. You ain't all no shopping me about.
The program was only on for 30 minutes.
I hear people coming here talking all kind of thing, lambasting the government, lambasting the prime minister. I want to get a whole long run.
Not yet. Mr. Agriculture, we can talk again. We can talk again next week, Thursday. I should be back on, and we can talk again then, right? So you take care. I want to thank you for calling, and thank you for reminding me that congratulations are in order for the new chief agricultural officer. Yes, indeed, the ladies are taking over, and certainly I wish them well. The world would be far more beautiful than it was before. Down to brass tacks. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
I am blessed. And you?
Man, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, you're laughing. You're jolly, man. I know you're good. Yes.
Are you always good?
Yeah, I know. You're good. Yeah. You're good. All right. Yeah. Now, yesterday, let's say like, it's evening because we could call it like 7:30, 6:30 evening. I listened to the press briefing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a question, I always listen, and a question was posed to the ambassador, that from one of the journalists, and they asked her if there are any children that are in the facility, the St. Lucie facility, or, you know, Oak Black Mongola. Okay, she replied she did not know. I was upset. Because I see her, I may be wrong, if I'm wrong, correct me, as the chairperson of that, chairperson of what she was doing, okay? Okay. I held those two positions, one was extremely long, one was for 2 years. And I always used to read up, and I make sure when they come to meetings, I am equipped that if I am asked a question, if I can't fully answer, I could partially answer. But when they asked her if there are any children, she said she don't know, and she would have to ask, I think it's Dr. Charles, some doctor she would have to ask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know there were children down there because I had a friend that was in the institution down St. Lucie, and one night we were talking, I said, oh, wait, what's all that? I told me there's some children over here running about. He told me that there are children there, not even a year old. And next night we were talking, they're moving up to Black Mongola, and I heard even more noise. He told me that a lot of little children are here, a whole family with children and everything. But I want to know, if I, as an ordinary person, I heard and I know, right? Why she as, I said, chairman, correct me if I'm wrong, the ambassador chairing the program, why she didn't know that there were children up there and she would have to ask somebody? I don't like it, right? This is only my opinion. I don't like it. And I believe when she takes up that chair, when she sits in that chair, look, I was president of PTA and I used to read up on schools and everything. In case I go to a meeting and you ask me, I could have shed some light on any question you ask me. I may not get all, but you would never hear me sitting and say, don't know, you would have to ask this body. I could give you a little something to take, all right, sick of it, for want of a better word, that shameless up my face. And I believe she needs, this is only my opinion again, to equip herself with information that when she sits in that chair, she could answer questions partially or fully, that can understand and do not upset people like me. Because I know treasure down there, and I was annoyed the way she answered the question, right? I'm going to hang up, and I will listen to your comments on it. I believe you listened yesterday.
I did listen yesterday, and I don't know that there's really any need for me to comment on that. So I thank you for calling and making your views known. And I believe that, you know, there are other persons out there who may want to get in. I do have something I want to comment on. Down to brass tacks, I had a communication off air from no less a person than the deputy speaker, Mr. Neil Rowe. Neil Rowe advises me that the captioned WhatsApp message was fake news. He sent me a copy of it, branded fake news. He says he does not wish to be involved in any type of political propaganda. The above caption was fake news. He's a member of parliament for St. Michael Northwest, and he has every intention of continuing to faithfully serve the constituents of St. Michael Northwest. So, there is no truth to the rumor that Neil Rowe is involved in any move to take down the leader of the opposition. I have to admit, I'm somewhat disappointed because I was looking forward to some political excitement. But nonetheless, I'm happy. Thank you, Neil, for making clarifying that matter one way or the other. I was looking forward to communication with Chris Sinclair in that regard, to have either a denial or an approval from him. And I have not even received so much as a good morning just yet. So maybe he's not listening this morning. I'm hoping that he does, and that I could kill two birds with one stone, so I can have two denials instead of one. Dr. Brastax, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I'm a first call caller.
Good, good. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. Now, I called this morning in regards to persons that are home. You know, everybody, well, some persons are home during the pause for the lockdown. Now, a good majority of persons are working from home. And you can imagine that sometimes you may be on a call, you know, to a customer, and in the background there's a big set of noise from some neighbor or somebody in the, you know, in the neighborhood playing these tunes. All I know that is the love season, all of these love tunes and everything. So it just calls to let persons know that, you know, sometimes you have to be cognizant and have consideration for your neighbors, because not everybody is home sitting down, laying down, and having a good time for these past 2 weeks. There's some of us that are home, but we are working from home, and we need the space, we need the ability to still perform and function as if we are at our, you know, at our work, physical work, right? So I would like persons to have that kind of consideration. Don't say you're home and you're having a good time, you're putting on your radio off so that everybody can hear you in the whole neighborhood and beyond. Number one. Number two.
You like love music though, ma'am?
I don't mind it, but I mean, you don't have to put it on so that everybody in the whole
neighborhood.
You know,
I agree with you. I agree with you, but I just trying to understand whether you like it or not. But I agree with you.
I won't mind it if it was at a party or if it was otherwise not working. But when you
or if you were in love.
Anyhow, let's not go there. So
no, but if you were in love, you might not mind love music. No. That don't make sense.
No, but if you're working, you can't got that there in your head, because in the background you're telling somebody
serious,
and in the background something playing, talking about not gonna be a standby love or whatever. You know, you don't want that. So I want persons to know that they can play their music but at their home, so that they can, or one can have the listen. I don't need it. I will play my
mom. Mom, I want to support you. I want to support you in that regard. And I mean, I was making light of the situation, but let's be serious. If this lockdown continues for longer, there are several people who are forced to work from home. There are children who are forced to try and get an education from home. And there are people who have had to make their home space a workspace. I think it is extremely unreasonable in an environment like that for people to play music, for people to fly kites, and for people to make other public nuisances of themselves. It's unconscionable, and it is entirely unacceptable. So, ma'am, I'm with you on that 100%. I certainly wish it were illegal, because this is not a time for that foolishness. No, you know, crop over is a time for that foolishness, but not no. Whether you are in love or not, right?
Exactly, Peter. Yes, exactly. So my next point is now the vaccine. Now, I'm hearing talk, when I look at the, or listen to the press conference yesterday, they're saying, all right, the vaccine, you're taking this vaccine, but the understanding is that you can still catch COVID-19, but if you catch it, you may not die or you may not get too sick. Now, I'm trying to figure out, because to my mind, even though I understand it and I could, you know, that could be a rationale. What about the other vaccines, like the polio vaccines, the measles vaccines, and all those other vaccines? So when you took those, your understanding was that you could have still catch polio, measles, or whatever it is. My understanding was that it would offer protection against, in other words, if you came in contact with someone that had the measles, had the polio, or whatever, you would not get it. That was my understanding of those vaccines. So is this vaccine different from all the other vaccines? I'm trying to figure out.
That's a medical question, ma'am, that I am unfortunately not able to answer. What I do know is that it reduces transmissibility. It ensures that you're not going to get sick. And it ensures you're probably not going to be hospitalized at any age. And I think that the reality is that the human immune system works in a way that ensures that if you are infected once, it reduces the likelihood of your being infected the second time, I think within a year or something like that. If the vaccinations from COVID ensure that people will get will be infected but will not show symptoms, I think that that can work for pretty much everyone, really, when you think about it, because it means that we really don't have an issue because no one ends up in hospital. So I think for most of us, that's satisfactory. I think the scientific explanation is probably something that you should get from the scientific team later. My understanding regarding other vaccines, certainly with polio and with the one I was talking about just now, the chickenpox, is that once you're vaccinated, then you don't get those illnesses. Your body builds up an immunity to it. So essentially, your body's own system ensures that you're not going to get sick from it. It doesn't mean you're probably not going to catch it still, but you're just not going to, you're going to throw it off like if you would throw off any other illness. So that's the way it works. That's the way I think it works. And I think that anything further needs to come from someone who is who knows about infectious diseases and immunization and things of that nature. Right?
Okay. Yes. Third and final point. Care packages. Where is the distribution coming to, or which districts? Because I'm wondering about these 60,000 care packages and this time frame, especially with the perishables. And then they realize now that in terms of logistics, they don't have enough transportation. And now they're sending out this call for persons with transportation. I don't know. It sounds like a bit of a confusion.
You need a package?
Pardon?
You need a package? Do you need a package?
No, not necessarily. No, not necessarily. But I need.
But then there ain't no problem. But then no problem.
So
but if you need. If you need a package, or if you know anyone that needs a package, dial 536 CARE, 536 CARE, or 536-2273, and arrangements will be made to get a package to you or to whomever. So that would be my answer to the issue. That I think that if there's concern you have about people around you, and certainly I would encourage you to be your neighbor's keeper. Just dial 536 CARE and see how they can work out transportation or what other logistics in terms of distributing these care packages. It's a pretty big undertaking, Mama.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so. All right, Peter. Thanks.
All right. Good chatting with you, Mama, and I hope that the love thing works out for you. So that by this time next year, Valentine's Day, you two are singing a love tune. Right, Mom? All right.